Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We're now in Masachet Murad Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. This will be our last podcast in this, the sixth and penultimate parak of Masachet Murad. Continuing with our analysis of Yisurei Mizbeach, Ve'ezuhu Mechir Kelev. What's the definition of Mechir Kelev? If you say here, take a lamb in place of that dog. Let's say you have two partners who have 19 lambs and one dog, and they split up. One took 10 lambs, the other took 9 lambs and a dog. All 10 lambs opposite the dog are asur. The 9 that are with the dog are mutar. We'll see why. Now, at non hakelev a mechir zonah, which would mean, and at non hakelev would be that you gave somebody a lamb for the rights to sleep with his dog. A mechir zonah would be that you gave a lamb to buy a zonah. Harelu mutarin. Why shenemar shnehem? It says shnayim v'lo arba'a, and vladoten mutarin because hein v'lo vladoten. So what we've done is take the word shnehem at the end of the pasuk and divide it into two. Shnayim v'lo arba. There's only two isurim, and that's at non zonah mechir kelev. And vladotan mutarin, the vladot of these animals are mutar because it's hein, shnei hen, and not their vladot. Okay, Tanu Rabanan, mechir kelev zeh chalife kelev, meaning something you bartered for a dog. Pasuk in Tehillim, and you see that this is a sale. Amai at non zonah, so maybe it's at non zonah and kelev, meaning maybe it's an etnan of a kelev also. So me coming on an etnan of mechir. So the challenge that maybe is in the girsay is that then you have too many things. Etnan v'lo mechir kamino. We're asking that maybe it's only an etnan, meaning etnan zonah and etnan kelev. And imke nemakra lo tavi etnan zonah v'chelev. Then the Torah wouldn't say mechir. The etnan zonah mechir kelev shvamina. So you see it's two different things. Didn't use the same word for both. Okay, so why don't we say, in the case of the 19 lambs and one dog, why don't we say that one of the lambs opposite the dog is a place of the dog, and that's out. And all the other 9 should be mutter. And so, that the dog is worth more than each individual lamb. And so therefore, the one dog is worth more than one lamb, and the surplus distributes among the other 9, they're all asur. So he asked them the following thing. The Rabbanan said, this dictum, that there is no such thing as znut when it comes to behemot. So where'd they get that from? Because the Torah could have prohibited an etnan kelev. But the fact is that that's not called znut. That's another violation, and it's chayv mita, but it's not znut. This is similar to our Mishnah. Shneimar shnayim v'lo arba. These two are asur, and not the flip. V'lotan mutarin shneimar heim gam shneihem. Good. Heim v'lo v'lotan. Good. Amar Rava v'lan haner bat asuran. We're going to refer back to this in a few moments. Rava says that if you have an animal that was pregnant, and it was near Ba'at, then the Vlad is also Asur al-Mizbeach. Why? Because he who Vladan nirbu, what was violated? The animal and its Vlad. Nogachat Asura, the same thing if an animal killed somebody. He who Vladan nagchu, if she was pregnant at the time she killed, then the Vlad was there as part of a participant. But Vlad Muktzav Nevad, if an animal is Muktzav Nevad, then its Vlad is Mutar. Why? My time. Le'imei Aksa, le'imei Palchile. It's the mother they were worshipping. It's the mother they set aside. That's version one. Ikadami Vlad Muktzav Nevad, also Asur. The other version is that Rava says the Vlad is also Asur there. Why? My time. T'nechali b'nifche. They're actually happy for the Avodah Zarah that the animal should be bigger. In other words, the pregnancy is something that's of value to them. Now, important note that a litmus test throughout Shas to demonstrate that something is your property is if you give it as Kiddushin, is it valid? And that's also in the end, the second paragraph of Kiddushin. And so here, Rav says that if you give Kiddushin with dung of a Shor HaNiskal, it's valid. But Beferish Egle Avodah Zarah, Enim HaKudeshin. But if you used the dung of calves of Avodah Zarah, it's not good. Nobody, of course, is recommending that anybody do this for Kiddushin, but again, it's a litmus test of ownership. My Tama, what's the reason? Ibaitim Akrai, Ibaitim Asfar. It could be from Psukim, it could be from reasoning. Ibaitim Asfar, what's the reasoning? That is that Nechalei Gabi Avodah Zarah B'Nifcheh, because in Avodah Zarah, they're happy the thing is bigger. Same kind of thing that we just argued. And therefore, its perish, which is part of its dung, which is in the inside, is of added value. Gabishar Niskal or Echalei B'Nifcheh. Shor Niskal doesn't care how big it is, he's going to lose it anyways. That's one possibility. Vayitem Akra, it could be Psukim. Gabi Avodah Kochav Mitiv, Vayita Cherim Kamohu. You shall be cherim like it if you take any of it. Meaning, anything you make from it is like it. So therefore, the perish is part of the animal. The Torah says you cannot eat its flesh. So it's only the flesh that's asur, but dung and other things of that sort are mutar, meaning they're not asur b'hana'at. Okay, next Mishnah. Back to the Etnan Zonah. Natan la ma'ot. Let's say that the fellow, instead of giving her the lamb, gave her money. Harel mutarin, she could then take that money and buy a lamb, bring it on the mizbeach. Ye no tushmanim uslatot, but wine, oil, and flour. B'choldavar shikotze b'korel gomizbeach, or anything else that goes on the mizbeach, asur. So in other words, if you gave her directly the item that's going on the mizbeach in lieu of her services, in payment for her services, it's asur. But money, and then she bought it, it's mutar. Natanla muktashin, if he gave her something that was already hektesh, harel mutarin, she could bring it to the mizbeach. Ofot harelu asurin. By the way, ofot are also included in Etnan. Shaya bedin. I might have thought not. Why? Because ma'im muktashin shamum posel bahen. And I will see why ofot are brought here after muktashin. Is because, think about this. Muktashin, where mum is a problem, in Etnan mechir chalalayan. But Etnan mechir don't affect them, as we already said. So of shena mum posel bo. Remember, an of is not affected by a mum, only by a missing limb, but not by a mum. So certainly, an anamachir should not affect it. Talmud Omer, therefore, it says, L'chol neder, in our kipasuk, L'otavi et nan zonamachir kele, beit adonai lecha, L'chol neder. What's L'chol neder? L'avi et ha'of, to even extend it to ofot. And now, call us in the Gabay Mizbeach, L'otain mutarin. Parenthetically, everything that's usher, the Gabay Mizbeach, their vladot are mutar. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Amar, vlad trefel lo'ikam l'gabay mizbeach. He says the one exception is vlad trefa. We'll see in a braita that he says more than that. But for right now, if you have a trefa that has a vlad, that vlad cannot go on the mizbeach. Chenan Tilna Somer, he has a different take. Sheirashi an kamina trefa. If you have a non-trefa that nursed from a trefa, meaning a vlad of a normal animal, but nursed from another animal that's a trefa, psulat b'la mizbeach, then it's pasul. So not so much what its mother is, but where it nursed from. Kol hakotch mishinasu trefa. If they become a trefa, ein podinotan, why she ein podinot kotchim lachim laklavim? And this is one position among two. But the position here is that any kotchim that became a trefa, you can't redeem them. Why? Because you're not allowed to redeem them to feed them to dogs, and of course a trefa, that's all you can do. Okay, tan rabbanan. Natan lachitin vasa'an solid. Zitin vasa'an shemen alavim vasa'atan yayin. Let's say that you gave the zonah flour, wheat, and she made it flour. Or olives and she made it oil, or grapes and she squoze and made wine. Tani chad asurim v'tani idach mutarim. Machloket, whether or not that byproduct is mutar. So Yosef, tani guyan demin aspork or spork. We have Beit Shammai osur etel matirin. He says that it's machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel savri heim v'lo v'ladotehen, heim v'lo shinuyehen. So Beit Hillel takes the heim at the end of the pasuk, shinehen, and says, oh, as we saw, that excludes vladot. It also includes if you turn into anything else, like the olives turn into oil. Beit Shammai savri heim is vlo vladotein. They agree there. But gam shnehem, the word gam is the rabot shinuyen, to say even if you turned it into something else, it's still asur. Beit Hillel aktiv gam. The answer is gam beit Hillel kasheh. Beit Hillel has a problem because they don't interpret gam and they interpret heim twice. Okay, tana ram beit adonai l'racha. You cannot bring these things to the Hashem's house. Prat le para, what's accepted from here? Para duma, shin ba le beit labait, divir belazer. Belazer says a para duma could be an etnan, because it does not come to the house. It never comes into the city. Chamor min rabot tarikuin. It says there to include, not to exclude, but to include ornamental gold leaves that are put on the walls of the mikdash. Those are also prohibited to come from an etnan. The man chachamim, who are the chachamim here? Chis to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he, the Tanya, Natan la Zahav, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Omer, Eino Sin Rikuin. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda explicitly says, you cannot take the gold that he gave her as for her services and use it as a cover, as a ornament. Even on the back of the Beit HaMikdash, behind the Kodesh Kodoshim. Now, Natala Muktashin Re'el Mutarin, the Mishnah said that if he gave her something that's already Muktash, it's Mutar. So, V'yu Muktashin at Nanu Mechir Chal Alein Re'Kal V'Chomer. Why don't we say that it is a problem in Nanu Mechir as a Kal V'Chomer? Uma Ofot, now we're going to take Ofot and build it backwards. She'enam Umposel Bayan at Nanu Mechir Chal Alein. Ofot that aren't affected by Mum, but are affected by being used as an Nanu Mechir. Muktashim shemum posel bayin, so muktashim that could be affected by a mum, and a din shet nanum bechir chalein should certainly be affected by being nanum bechir, bechir kelev. Tamalom alachol neder, that's why it says lachol neder lahotziatan nadur. So the whole neder both includes ofot, but it also excludes something that was already committed to the mikdash, in other words, muktash. Now, tam adematinu krat. So you're saying the only reason that muktashim are out is because the Torah accepted them. Without that pasuk, I would have thought that if he gives her something that's already a shlamim, it would become now an etnan. But it's not owned. Who owns it? It's already hektish. So Rav Ashai ben Manel Pischo. It must be the one case where what he basically said was, you can join my korban Pesach. I'm giving you a chelik in my Pesach. That's what we said, were it not for the pasuk, would be an etnan. And that is based on Rebbe, the Tanya, the Torah says that if the household is not big enough for a seh, meaning you need to include other people, the drasha is hachayehu miseh, meaning you can get your livelihood from the seh, mihiyot, like michyot, meaning you can use the seh to get food. So if you don't have enough food, you can sell the chelik and the pesach and have somebody else join you and they'll bring the wine. But you can't do it for business. Rabbi Ra'afik de Mekach. You can even do it for business. Shim Ainlo. If you don't have money, you can include other people in your korban. Umaltav chulin. The money they give you is chulin. Shamanat kenik. Tishi yisof pischein. That's why you're makdish the korban. And so based on that, this would be something that you own, even though it's hektish, meaning you're chelik in the Pesach, and you can give her that chelik, and that would be, we're not for the pasuk, that would be asur as an etnan. Okay, call us from the Gabay Mizbech, was it the Vladot Mutarin? I'm a Rav, call us from the Gabay Mizbech, Vladotan Mutarin. Vatanya are Vlazer Oser. Now remember, in the Mishnah of Vlazer just was Oser Vlad Trefa. Here he's Oser all of them. Ravuna Bachin Am Rav Nachman, Machloket Shi Ibrulu Asof Nirbu'u. In this first take, Rav Nachman says that the Machloket or Vlazer and Chachamim is only if they were first pregnant and then the Raviyah or the Muktzah or whatever it has happened to them. Why? Vlazer Savar Ubaya Rechimohu. Because Rabbi Lezer says the Ubar is part of the animal. This is something we saw earlier with Rabbi Yochanan. It's a separate being. Haval near Ba'ul of a Sof Ibra, but at first they were attacked and then they became Uber. And certainly they're Mutar because the Vlad was not inside when the thing happened. Rava Amar, and it seems that Rava here is not challenging his Rebbe Rav Nachman, but rather challenging Rav Huna Bar Chinina. What did Rav Nachman say? Machlok Yishinim al Sof Ibra. He says the machloket is only if they were first violated and then became pregnant, because Rabbi Eliezer says zevezei gorei masur, meaning the father of this vlad who was a totally mutter animal and the mother who is asura as a nirbat together made this baby, so together it's asur. Rabbanan say zevezei gorei mutar. Rabbanan say no, as long as one of the parents is not a problem, then it's mutar. About Ibru, Asof Nirbu, if they were first pregnant, do I call Asurin? He says for sure it's all Asur. V'Rava L'Tamei, and as I mentioned, we're going to come back to this. Rava is following his own reasoning. Amar Rava Vlad Nirbat Asurahi Uvladan Nirbu Uvlad Nogachar Asur Hi Uvladan Nagchu. He said that if a Nirbat is pregnant, she's the Vlad's Asur because the Vlad was in there. And if an animal attacks and it was pregnant at the time, the Vlad is also a surah if it killed, because same thing, it was participant. And therefore Rava says, if it was already pregnant, then everybody will agree it's out. Leish Nachrin Amrila, there's another version of this, the Machlok. Ravuna Brachin Am Rav Nachman. Machlok Ishin Ukshin Muktashin. So now it's not when they were pregnant, but rather were they already Muktash. If they were nearby after they were hektesh, or was a sabra bizui milta, he says it's degrading to bring such an animal that's already hekdesh. And they say it's not migrating. But if it happened, but they were chulin, well, the ishtu divra kobutari, and they've changed their status. Now they're hekdesh, so everybody will agree it's mutter. Rav Am Rav Nachman, and here explicitly Rav takes on Rav Huna Rav Chinan and says that's not what Rav Nachman said. Machlok is shinruk shen chulin. It's only that the machlok is only when they were nearby, when they were chulin. The Loza Sarah Bizui Melter, on the Sarah Hovish Tanu Mutarin. The Loza says it's degrading. And Rabbanan say, yeah, but it changed its status. It became hektish. But if the Ravia happened after they were already hektish, everybody will agree that it's asur. Okay, we then said a Vlad Trefa. We had Rabbi Lazar saying a Vlad Trefa is no good. Lamandam are Trefa Yalda, according to the opinion that a Trefa could get pregnant and have a child. Trefa Yoledet. Mishkach Langon Shinid Val Sofibra. So it could be a case where it became a Trefa and then it became pregnant. Uvapligan, then what's the machlok? Rabbi Lazar Savar Zeva Zagore Masur. Because after all, the father is Mutar, but the mother is Asura as a Trefa. Rabbi Lazar Zeva Zagore Mutar. The mandam a trefa ain't you'll let it. That's proper girsa. According to the one who says a trefa cannot give birth or conceive, shall we say? She must have been pregnant first, then nitrefa. Ubar is part of the mother, so the when the mother became nitrefa, the ubar became out. The rabbanon say it's independent. Interesting case. Rav Huna says that the Chachamim would agree with Rav Eliezer that if you had the chick of an egg of a trefa, sha'asur. Even though they say Vlad trefa muteret, Vlad be'efroch be'tzat trefa is asura. My tama. Because ad kama pligalit Rav Eliezer ela b'vlad behema. They disagreed about a mammal, the me'avira kara, because she grows from the air. And the best proof is after she comes into the world, she continues growing. We see that an egg doesn't get bigger after it's laid. So it did all its growth inside. So if the Rabbanan Modu, the Rabbanan would agree that it's part and parcel of the mother, the mother's trefa, then the Ephroch's a trefa. Rava turns to Rav Huna and says, Tanya Masayelach, I got support for you. Molotavad Rimah Bami Adam Chai. If you have the proper shear, it's a pitchfork worth of Rimah, like maggots that come from a living person. Rabbi Lozer Tamei, he says that's Tamei, Chacham Matarin. So Ad Kano Pligi Rabban Alei Elab Rima, the Pirish of Amu, they only disagreed with him about Rima because that's some sort of excrement. Al Beitzad, we goof it on a Golatu, but the egg is really part and parcel of the animal of the hen. If they're about a mother, they would agree that it takes on the personality of the mother. So Amar Abaya, Abaya turned to Rabban and said, Ad Rabba, that doesn't support Rav Huna, it says the opposite, Ibcha Mistabra. He disagrees with them about Rima, the Ikra Adam Michayim Rima, because a man, even while alive, is called Rima. Man's end is going to be worms. When does the Beitzah get big? The chick gets big when the egg dissolves v'chiasarta afamamu, and when it breaks apart asrocha, when it breaks apart it's just dust. Therefore, Rabbi Lozer should be moda in the case of the beitzah that it is not a trefa, even though the hen was. Plus, we have a brayta that says moda Rabbi Yelozer l'chacham mefroch beitzah trefa shemutar. So Rabbi had to say, Marlei, Tanya, if you have a brayta like that, nothing I could say. You're right, and therefore the position should be the opposite against Rav Huna, and that is that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan will agree that the chick coming from an egg of a trefa is mutar to the mizbeach. So he had this other take, which is that if a kosher animal nurses from a trefa, sasura. My time, why is that? Either fatumina, is it because she gets fat from the trefa? So if you feed her vetch of avodah zarah, she's asur. We know she's not. He gave the following example. If she nursed every morning fresh milk, and that's all she had, and the proof that that's giving her full life and nurturing is that she eats nothing else. That's all she eats all day, is one shot of milk from this trefa mother every day, which proves that now it's not just that she got fat from it, her entire living is coming from that. And that's why she takes on the trefa, according to Rechinin and Rantagros. Okay, kol kachim shenazu treifa in podinotan. That we said if a hektish becomes treifa, you don't redeem it because you're not allowed to redeem it to feed it to dogs. Manani milatan rabanan. Dizbach viachalta lasar. This is talking about psulim mukdashin. What do? You slaughter it and eat the meat. Tizbach v'lo giza. That's what we know. You're not allowed to shear it. Viachalta v'lo lekorecha. You eat it, not your dogs. Basar v'lo chalav. Meaning you can't work it or milk it. So here's a source for not redeeming kodshim, meaning psula mukdashin, to feed them to dogs. They got to be for human consumption. Some people actually read the opposite. Tizbach v'yachalta means ein lechav en heter ala bishat zvichav ailach. Meaning, you're not allowed to do anything with this animal before you slaughter it. But once you slaughter it, you can do whatever you want. This opinion is that you're able to redeem them to feed them to dogs, because once you slaughter them, you have carte blanche as to what you're going to do. Okay, we finished our study of the sixth parak. Pick it up with the final parak in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.